Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Tips Over Tipples, the show where Louise and I sit down, have something to drink, and talk about places to eat and drink in London. On today's episode, we're talking about Tofu Vegan, a restaurant which, as its name suggests, serves vegan food. They've got a spot in Islington and a spot in...
Spitalfields.
Thank you, Louise, I forgot the name. And we think it's absolutely great. The two of us went, had a non-alcoholic drink each and a load of food, and ended up spending 35 quid ahead. So, Louise, here we are once again. And this weekend, I'm the one who's in control of the drinks. I've made us both an old-fashioned. How are you finding it?
Yeah, it's lovely, thanks. I think they're getting better and better.
Are you saying when I first made them, they weren't very good?
It was good, and it's continuing to get better.
Okay, I'll take it. So yeah, this is using Elijah Craig, which was recommended by a friend of mine, and yeah, it's okay. I tried making this with brown sugar and not sugar syrup, because I met a cocktail man the other day, and he told me that's how you should do it. So
a cocktail man?
What is a cocktail man's profession?
I don't know, mixologist?
Mixologist. I met a mixologist. Anyway, thank you, Mr. Mixologist. You're helping me get better, as Louise has pointed out. Cheers. So it's that time of year. The cherry blossom petals have fallen off most of the trees now. The streets aren't as pretty as they were before. Wild garlic is on every single menu in the land. Bakeries, restaurants, probably going to be in drinks as well. And we had our first weekend that had a little bit of warmth and a little bit of sun, Louise. We're getting to springtime in London. Is there a better time?
There really isn't. I mean, maybe the height of summer, but it's really when everyone starts to get so excited. There's more sunshine. There's glimpses of warmth.
Yeah, it's that moment when everyone goes to the park and it's not really quite park weather yet, but everyone powers through, drinks loads of beer and desperately looks for places to have a wee. The first park of summer is always the best park.
Too true.
So on today's episode, obviously we're talking about Tofu Vegan, but given that we're at this inflection point in London living and in probably most people's mental health states as well, I thought maybe we could start the episode a little bit differently than usual and just talk about some of the places we think would be good this year to try out, to try and kind of make the most of summer weather. So got any ideas for places to eat or places to drink that you think people should be doing when they spot a good sunny day coming?
Well, I feel like one of the classic places for summer in London is around Hackney Wick. You've got Crate Brewery, super busy, but it's great along the canal. And then you've also got Barge East just over the canal, which has a really cool outdoor area, sort of in a garden, very summery.
Yeah, Crate's amazing. It is always rammed, but they've got fun beer, good pizza, and it's just a vibe there, isn't it? And there's quite a few bars up along the canal. So yeah, great entry, Louise.
What about you, Tom?
So my entry number one, Louise, is actually going to be a place that you've not been before. And this is the Mayflower Pub, which is in Rotherhithe on the river. I went there a month or so ago, and it was quite wintry then. But it's a really old, traditional pub, like a proper boozer. They do food, but lots of dark woods inside. So I know what you're thinking. Well, that doesn't sound summery. But they've got kind of this outside beer garden terrace, which looks out onto the river, and it would just be absolutely beautiful in summer. It's really good views on the water. It's a wonderful pub anyway. I think it's one of my favourite pubs in London. It's really old, really traditional. And I think in summer, outside at the Mayflower, that'll be a fantastic place to sip on a few bevvies.
Ooh, sounds lovely.
And where do you reckon if we were looking for a more substantial meal, not just drinks, where's a foodie place to go in nice weather?
Well, a foodie place that we've been to in Shoreditch was Rochelle Canteen.
Oh, it's beautiful there, isn't it?
It's beautiful. It's a stunning setting. It's got really nice food. It's kind of a classic. We've recently got in trouble from your mum for saying it's somewhere that you could bring your mum, but you could bring your mum there.
You could bring your mum there. It's an old school, isn't it? And so it's got this beautiful courtyard, lots of plants, lots of garden vibes. It's kind of got an inside and outside area. And yeah, it's stunning. And the food at Rochelle Canteen is amazing. Everyone should go there regardless of the weather. But in summer, I think it would be particularly nice. Another restaurant entry for me would be just Brat, but specifically the Climpson Arches Brat. So for those of you who don't know Brat, their initial spot was based in Shoreditch, and they do Basque-inspired food, lots of grilled meats, lots of big fish, really, really incredible food. And then they opened, I think during COVID, didn't they?
Mm,
the one in Climpson Arches, which is which is near London Fields. It's a big outdoor area. It is kind of covered as well, but they've got big coal barbecues and wood-fired barbecues outside. Really smoky, cool vibe, great food.
Yeah, really cool. I think it was originally like at this coffee roastery and they were just kind of using the space in the meantime. But I think it was so popular, I imagine now that they've just taken the space. But it's such a good venue.
Yeah, 100%. Obviously, there's loads of amazing places in London and there's tons we haven't mentioned in this list. But they're just a few. Should we finish off by just calling out some of our favourite beer gardens that we know? This is probably going to be slightly East London skewed because it's where we spent most of our time.
Yep, sounds like a good idea.
Chesham Arms, Hackney, amazing.
That is a really good one. The Spurstow Arms, really cool, really busy.
Love the outside air. It's very higgledy-piggledy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Scalphead in Dalston, small beer garden, great food, not that nice inside.
Okay, next one, not a beer garden, but we've spoken about it before. Newcomer Wines outdoor area is really cool. It has like wine vines.
I don't think they're wine vines. They're vines in a wine bar garden.
But they are probably wine. But it's got some lovely vines in the outdoor area. Really cool.
Yeah, it's beautiful there, isn't it? Yeah, I think those are some good shouts. Any last entries for anything before we move on to Tofu Vegan, Louise?
You know what? Another shout out, I'd say, is a local one, something we discovered since moving to Walthamstow, which I think people should make the trip for. It's called Vestry House, which is a museum, this local museum, but they have an amazing garden and sort of cafe there. Sometimes they have pop-up restaurants. They had Darling's Pasta here.
Which was amazing.
Last year, which was so good, and they had natural wines. So definitely give it a look if you're coming to Walthamstow.
Yeah, that's niche, but I actually think that's a great shout. If you're thinking, what am I going to do with this sunny Saturday? I want to do something new in London. Make your way up to Walthamstow, Vestry House, 100%. Great shout, Louise. So, that's summer. Should we talk about Tofu Vegan now?
Yeah, let's do it.
So we went Tofu Vegan last night, and we shared a load of plates between us, didn't we? We've been meaning to go to this place for a while. Our vegan friends often tell us it's one of the best vegan restaurants in London. We've had good reviews from lots of people. And we thought it was important to see what all the fuss was about. As I said, we spent about 35 quid a head. Upon reflection, Louise, what did you think of it as a place overall?
I think overall, the food was, in general, really tasty. We had some really good dishes, maybe one weaker one, which, you know, we'll get to. But I think really good value. It was really speedy service.
Yeah, it was. We were in and out in 50 minutes, weren't we?
Yeah, it was crazy. And there was actually really good variety on the menu. So it's completely vegan, which maybe you'd feel like it's kind of limited. But there was so much food on the menu. They've got dishes that are kind of in a Sichuan style. They've got Cantonese. They've got food from the Dongbei region. So they've got loads of different sort of styles of Chinese cuisine.
Yeah, which is really good. I think what I would say about it is I love the food. As you say, there was one dish we didn't like quite as much. But it's one of those menus that there's just so many dishes on there, it's almost really hard to know which ones to choose. It was a little bit overwhelming. It was useful when some of them had chef's recommendation or house speciality, because we could go for those. But there were times when there was three or four different fried king oyster mushroom dishes, and it was hard for us to know which one was going to be the best one. And unfortunately, I think we chose wrong there in the end, didn't we?
Yeah, there was a lot on the menu. And I guess note that we're not huge fans of like sort of fake meat, so we went more for mushrooms, aubergine, that kind of thing in our dishes.
Yeah, we don't really like chicken and that kind of dish. Seitan doesn't sit well with me. sorry, TMI for everybody.
And we'll leave it there.
Yeah, exactly. But overall, I thought it was a nice place to eat. I think it's a really good vegan option. I think the food was interesting and tasty, and I think it was good value for money. I'd like to go with a bigger group. We say this a lot. I mean, I moan about sharing all the time. Yeah. Yeah, I do want to try everything. So I think as a bigger group, it would have been good to be able to try a few more of the dishes. If it had been a group of, I'd say, three or four of us, might have been nicer.
Yeah, I agree. I think sharing more things would have been good. I also think it is the kind of restaurant that would be quite fun as a big group.
Yeah.
We had a lovely time.
Oh, we had a lovely time, Louise, but you would have liked to go with other people to have more fun.
Well, exactly. No, I was just looking at other big groups of people. They had their bowls of wine. It was like seemed like maybe it was pre's, and I was like, oh, that's fun.
We could pre together, two for vegan Louise.
Next time.
So should we talk about the dishes we had and the ones we loved and the ones that we loved a little less?
Yeah, let's do it.
Before we get into it, Listener, if you are noticing some weird background noise, it's because we record this in our loft and it's just started chucking it down. So there might be, you might hear the pitter-patter of rain on our windows. Sorry about that.
Cool. So the first dish that we had was Dongbei sweet potato noodle sheets with slivered vegetables in a spicy sesame sauce. And this was a chef's special, actually.
Yeah, and it was a spicy sesame sauce. And we know that if there's a sesame sauce to be had on the menu, Louise, you're going to order it.
Exactly. Especially when it's that sort of creamy sesame sauce. It's clearly got that toasted sesame oil with the tahini. So it's delicious.
Yeah, it was a yummy dish. The noodles, were they made out of sweet potato? I think they were, right?
Yeah, I can't be sure, but it does say sweet potato noodle, which seems crazy because it seemed like a rice noodle, but the texture was different.
Yeah, it was more chewy, but they weren't orange like I expected them to be. But overall, what do you think?
Yeah, I thought it was a really tasty dish. I like this style of, yeah, as I said, like that kind of toasted sesame, the tahini, it was spicy. I found that the sauce didn't cling to the noodle as much as with, say, like a rice noodle. But I did think it was a really tasty dish, and it was quite fresh with the raw vegetables in there.
Yeah, I thought it was nice. It was cold, wasn't it? I think I've had better ones of these, but overall, it was a nice dish.
Yeah, solid start.
Yeah. And then we got the wontons. And these were also a house special, I think.
Yes, they were, actually. Yeah, it was in the special sauce.
Yeah, and I absolutely love the house special sauce that they came in. It had Chinese five spice. It was really garlicky. It had chili. It wasn't too overpowering, but really, really deep, like toasted chili, garlic, Chinese five spice flavor. And I think they used this sauce on another of the dishes we had. I absolutely adored it. I thought it was really, really delicious.
Yeah, it was lovely. And the filling was quite tasty as well. It was sort of mushroomy. I think it might have had some lotus root or something in it because it had something that was kind of harder in texture. It gave it a bit more heft.
Yeah, for sure. They didn't tell us what the fillings were, but it was a really tasty dish. I definitely recommend people getting the wontons.
Yeah, yeah, really delicious. We also got some smacked cucumbers, which we do love to go to. You know, it's nice and fresh usually, but also like flavoursome, garlicky.
These were a bit different, weren't they?
They were, yeah. It had that kind of tahini sort of creamy element to the dressing.
Yeah, more creamy than I've had a smacked cucumber before.
Yeah, definitely. And also had tomatoes in it, which was really different.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was more garlicky, I think, than I've had before as well. I could really taste the garlic flavour as well. Overall, I actually really liked it. I thought the cucumbers had been, I don't know if they'd been marinated for a long time or they'd been smacked extra hard, but they were really, really nice and soft. I thought it was a tasty dish. It was slightly unexpected, but I was cool with it being different to what I expected.
I agree, they were really tasty, but I'm kind of looking back on it, and what do you think about the fact that they were £13.80?
Were they? That's a lot of money for a cucumber.
Yeah, I mean, it is.
How many cucumbers do you think we got in that thing?
Yeah, probably less than one.
Let's give them one, okay? that's expensive.
Yeah.
It was really tasty. I can't. That seems insane to me.
Yeah, that's usually like a side dish. It's usually probably like a £5, £7.
Yeah, that's overly expensive. So they were tasty, but bear that in mind, I guess. Are they worth that amount of money? Probably not. How much were the wontons?
Wontons were $7.90.
Just get two portions of the wontons instead of the cucumber. They were way better. That's what I'd do.
Good
fuck
to
the
know.
Vegetables.
Fuck. It's all vegetables, Tom.
Exactly. I'm being healthy. Yeah. So those are the starters we had anyway, right? And then we got onto the main events.
Yep. On the main events. I mean, first up in the main events was the king oyster mushrooms. Which was this, I guess it was more in that style of a kind of like quite a sweet Chinese dish.
It was like they'd been fried, hadn't they? Almost
yeah, it had been like
fried.
Battered and fried. And then it had this like really, really sweet sauce.
Yeah, it reminded me of sweet and sour chicken that you get from kind of your local Chinese restaurant. Obviously, probably made a little bit nicer than that. But I didn't like this dish. It was far too sweet for me. I'm not really into that kind of thing. And this is one of those, for people that do like that kind of dish, great. For us, it wasn't quite right. And I wish we'd known what it was going to taste like a little bit more before ordering it.
Yeah, exactly. It was hard to know. I think it's my fault. I saw it had cashews on it, and so I really wanted something with cashews, so I got pulled in. But yeah, knowing that, like, I wouldn't be ordering it again.
Yeah, agreed. And then we got the aubergine dish, didn't we?
Yes, we did. This looked so tasty. It had some lightly battered, thinly sliced, sort of deep fried aubergine.
Yeah.
With this, How would you describe this, I don't know, this crumb that was on top of it?
I think it was a fried onion, garlic and chili crumb that had been really fried. Like you
well
get,
said.
Yeah. There you go. Bang on, Tom. And there was lots of that crumb.
Yeah.
It was really, really tasty. The aubergine was fried to perfection and it came with some buns, didn't it?
Yeah, it came with some buns, like some bao buns, which in my opinion were quite tough. Or they weren't as sort of soft as bao buns that we've had before. And also, Tom, your bao buns.
Yeah, they're not as good as my bao buns. I still liked having them there, but they even the way they looked and the pattern they had on them, I don't think they were particularly fresh, those bao buns. I don't know if they're in frozen or they make them in batch and store them, but I don't know, they just didn't feel
Yeah, they didn't really fresh. Add anything to it for me. I think I would have preferred to have the aubergine on its own. It came with this nice sauce that was a bit like the dumpling sauce.
I think it was the same house sauce.
Yeah, I think I would have rather just had more aubergine or maybe something else rather than use stomach space for the buns.
Oh no, I love a bao bun and I still enjoyed them. I just think I've had better bao buns. But I think it was nice to build my own little aubergine bao bun concoction.
I mean, it was fun.
It was a lot of fun. But you only got three little buns and there's a lot more aubergine than bun space, is there? Anyway, I feel like we said bun too many times. Should we move on?
Yeah, let's move on from the buns.
Okay, good. Thanks, Louise. And did we get anything else?
The only other thing was steamed rice.
Which was fantastic.
Yep, exceptional.
So yeah, that was everything ate.
Yeah, I'd say that was a good amount of food for us. It was kind of full, not overly full. A good amount for me. Tom, how did you feel?
Yeah, I think I was the same. I wasn't overly full, but eaten a good amount. I could have eaten a bit more. I'd love to have tried some more of the dishes on the menu because it is a very extensive menu and there's a lot of stuff to go for. But overall, I was full and pretty satisfied. I'd go again.
I'd definitely go again. And because I realized at the end of it that, you know what we didn't try, Tom? Any tofu. A tofu vegan.
But we had loads of vegan food.
I know, I was so annoyed. There was a silken tofu dish that I did think looked really good. So we're going to go back. Going to try it.
Sounds like a good idea. So I think that's a wrap. We'll be back next week, won't we? Thanks everyone for listening.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Join us again next week when we're going to be discussing something that we aren't going to reveal yet because, to be honest, there's a couple of choices and we haven't decided which we want to talk about. But it'll be super interesting, there'll be lots of top tips, and we'll be having a great laugh once again. So join us again. Bye.
Bye.